let's start off and talk about what is gamelan.
So gamelan is a very unique form of music, percussion music mostly, from Java in Indonesia. So it's a very old art form. The instruments have been around for 1,500 years or so, with a lot of recent developments and evolution in the art form.
And how did it end up here in Buffalo?
So gamelan came to Buffalo because of me, actually. So I was playing in Chicago, and eventually I moved to Indonesia because I loved the music so much that I wanted to learn from some of the masters of the music. So I moved to Indonesia on a scholarship from the Indonesian government. And while I was there, I befriended a family and acquired some instruments from them when the patriarch of the family actually died. I was lucky enough to bring those instruments back to Buffalo with help from the Indonesian embassy in Washington, D.C. In late 2015, they arrived.
And it's really a unique thing because when you talk about a gamelan ensemble, they're usually associated with universities around the country, some kind of educational tie-in, but this is different from that, right? In Buffalo?
Yeah, it's a bit different than a lot of other gamelan. So a lot of the gamelan, yeah, they have major endowments. They're associated with ethnomusicology departments or music departments at big universities and also some small universities. But our gamelan is a completely independent organization that's it's focused primarily as a community arts organization.
You have members of the Indonesian community here and there. You are expanding your group. You have this big event happening tonight. What is that event? And tell me what's included, because it's pretty big.
Yeah, the event tonight is probably our biggest performance that we've done. And we're very excited about it. So the name of the performance is Shadow Puppets of Java, and it is a shadow puppet show called the Wayang Kulit. So Wayang Kulit basically is what it means, and it literally translates to skin theater. So we probably shouldn't put that in there.
No, it's what it is.
Yeah. So it's shadow puppets, two-dimensional shadow puppets that are cast against a screen. So we have a gamelan performance that is accompanying a master puppeteer. In Java, these performances last all night long. They go from about 8 p.m. till around 5 in the morning. They're 8 or 9 hour long performances. And it's a social gathering. It's an art event. It's a cultural event. It weaves philosophy, drama, politics, comedy, all into one event where the whole community comes out to enjoy.
So what can people expect from this show?
So this is a very long show. So it's a four-hour long show from 7 to 11 p.m. That being said, we highly encourage people to show up late, leave early. This is a non-traditional concert experience. So you don't have to sit in your chair the whole time. You can get up. You can move around. You can check out the shadow side. You can check out the puppet side. We're going to have a craft table for kids so they can make their own shadow puppets. We're going to have some Indonesian snacks. There's going to be quite a bit to do there. So over the course of 4 hours, you should be well entertained.
That's really interesting. And is that normal in Indonesia for events like this as well, concerts like this as well? This is kind of how they get set up and interact with their audience?
Yeah. In Indonesia, the arts and culture, they're integrated a little bit more seamlessly into everyday life than they are here. So they'll set up and do a wayang show in the middle of a street somewhere, and you have vendors, you have people selling food, you have all kinds of different people showing up and sort of passing through, checking it out for a little bit, and then going on about their business. You also have people that are super fans of wayang, and they love the stories from the Mahabharata, and they'll be there all night till 3-4 in the morning. A lot of the famous hardcore wayang lovers are pedicab drivers, actually.
What, is there a reason for that?
They just love it. There's a certain group of people in Indonesia that love their culture. A lot of Javanese are very, very proud of their culture, and this is a very specifically Javanese art form.